We are bought with a price, August 8. We are justified by Christ's blood. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5, 8 and 9. Christ has made reconciliation for sin and has borne all its ignominy, reproach, and punishment. And yet, while bearing sin, he has brought in everlasting righteousness so that the believer is spotless before God. But there are many who claim to be children of God who are resting their hopes upon other dependencies rather than on the blood of Christ alone. When urged to rest their faith wholly upon Christ as a complete Savior, many reveal the fact that they have faith in something that they think they can do. They say, I have a great deal to do before I can be fit to come to Christ. Another says, when I have done to the uttermost all that I can do, then the Lord Jesus will come to my help. They imagine that they have a great deal to do themselves to save their own souls, and that Jesus will come in and piece out that part which is lacking and give the finishing stroke to their salvation. These poor souls will not be strong in God until they accept Christ as a complete Savior. They can add nothing to their salvation. The Israelites were required to sprinkle the doorposts with the blood of a slain lamb in order that when the angel of death passed through the land, they might escape destruction. But if instead of doing this simple act of faith and obedience, they had barricaded the door and taken every precaution to keep the destroying angel out, their pains would have been in vain. When the blood was seen upon the doorpost, it was enough. The salvation of the house was assured. So it is in the work of salvation. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Through the merits of his blood, you may overcome every spiritual foe and remedy every defect of character.